This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Monday, October 22nd, 2018. I'm Mark Belanger. Hey Google, what is artificial intelligence?
Here's the definition of artificial intelligence: the theory and development of computer systems able to perform tasks that normally require human intelligence, such as visual perception, speech recognition, decision making, and translation between languages.
That is the Google Assistant talking through a smart speaker called the Google Home Mini. The speaker, sitting on a table or a desk, waits for you to wake it up with a question and answers as quickly as a person, maybe even quicker, because it has access to all the information found in the Google search database. And that's a lot. Google's Assistant is an example of artificial intelligence in practice, a computer system driven by what are called algorithms. An algorithm is a process or set of rules used by computers to solve problems. Robots, for example, use algorithms. You will hear much more about AI in the next few years because it is increasingly being used in all kinds of workplace products. In this, the first of a four-part series, I talked to Christina Colclough. Ms. Colclough is the Director of Platform and Agency Workers Digitalization and Trade at Uni Global Union. Uni represents some 20 million workers employed in the skills and services sectors. One of the principles that Uni demands is that artificial intelligence systems be transparent. I asked Ms. Colclough what transparency in artificial intelligence means.
What it means is essentially the core value here is that we must be, as humans, in command. So we must be able to unpack, so to speak, the AI system, the intelligence system, to see what inputs did it have, what data did it draw on, how did it reach the decisions that it reached. And if we can't do that, if it's not transparent in that sense, then essentially are losing control. So we must demand that it has very clear in the programming of the algorithm that leads to this autonomous system, artificial intelligence, that it has a very strong commitment to transparency, i.e. that every single step along the way can be traced and can be understood.
Uni has developed a list of 10 principles for ethical artificial intelligence. On that list is a demand that AI systems be equipped with an ethical black box. Can you explain that?
Yeah, if you think of the black box we know from aeroplanes, for example, that can be opened in the case of an accident to find out what exactly happened and what was the sequence of events and so on, so we can understand the system. This has to be understood in the same way. So it's linked to the first principle of transparency, but it also goes in and says, well, let's say that the data used in an algorithm or an AI system that was used to fire people. If we can open this ethical black box, we can also see, well, what data did it draw on? Was it social media data, private data? Was there reasons to believe that the data that has been used was not in conformity with legal requirements and so on? And again, we have to see this in the light of if workers don't have access to that type of ethical black box. And you can't see it, of course, because we're on the phone, but I have like inverted commas fingers here because, you know, there won't be a physical black box as such. But if we can't go in and demand the transparency and demand to be checked for ethical considerations, then essentially there'll be no check and balance on the artificial intelligence and the sources of data that it uses.
This is the first of a four-part series about artificial intelligence. The rest of the series with Ms. Colclough will be posted on our website at www.radiolabor.net. The second program looks at what Uni calls the human-in-command approach. And that's it. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.